Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called How to Become a Knight in 10 Easy Lessons by Todd Tarpley. And it's illustrated by Jen Harney. And it's read today by Lady Mommy and Sir.
Thank you, sure.
You're not a sir? Who are you?
I am Steve.
Yes, you are certainly not a knight then. Well, Steve,
Yes, I am Steve.
I have a story for you, Steve. Are you ready for it? Perhaps you will learn how to be a knight if you pay close attention.
No, I
No?
like to be Steve.
Well, Steve, I'm going to read you this book anyways.
Okay. Just, I want to stay as Steve.
You can stay as Steve.
I want to stay Steve.
Although you could be Sir Steve.
Steve.
Just saying. Ready?
Yes.
Sir Simpleton here, professional dragon trainer, sword fighter, world explorer, and this week, knight trainer.
This week.
Yes, Sam. As you may know, the king is naming a new knight in just 1 week. And since I'm an expert, I will graciously agree to train to teach you everything you need to know.
Thanks, Sir Simpleton. Now, what's going on in this story so far is we can see Sir Simpleton is a knight, very big knight, in fact. He's very tall, almost as tall as the building he's standing in. And Sam looks like a little boy, huh? Maybe the village boy?
Lesson one. Get a bright, shiny suit of armor, and no one will be able to poke you with their sword.
Sir Simpleton, that doesn't look very bright or shiny. Are you sure it's really a suit of armor? What is he wearing? In the picture, we can see Sir Dumbleton, and he is not wearing a bright, shiny suit. No, he's wearing what looks like chicken feathers, right?
Of course it is, poor boy. I can see you have a lot to learn in a very short time.
Whatever you say, Sir Simpleton.
Lesson two. Get a horse. A big, fast horse.
And in the picture, we see Sir Simpleton. He is, in fact, sitting on a animal. Is it a horse? No, it's a donkey, right?
Donkeys aren't in Minecraft. Donkeys aren't in Minecraft.
Oh.
But they might be in. Not in the Minecraft timer. But they might be in.
Okay. That doesn't look very big or very fast. Are you sure it's even a horse?
Feel it. It's furry. That's a little trick I use to determine whether or not something is a horse. That's a little trick I use to determine whether or not something is a horse.
Oh, whatever you say, Sir Simpleton. Because he's wrong.
Lesson three. Defeat a big, scary dragon. This will prove that you are brave.
That's not a dragon, says the boy Sam, because what's he going to do? He's walking up to a cow. The cow doesn't even move, just stands there.
Cows are in Minecraft.
Cows are in Minecraft.
But not what Sir Simpleton's holding.
Yeah, Sir Simpleton is attacking the cow with an umbrella. Seems wrong.
Focus, Sam. We only have a few more days to go. Lesson 4. Rescue a beautiful princess. The princess is the king's daughter. And the king can make you a knight.
Sir Simpleton...
Let me guess, you're going to say this is not a princess, right?
Because what is he doing?
Holding the dragon instead of a princess.
Yes, he has managed to grab a dragon from the tower instead of the princess. We do see there is a princess on the tower, but he's got the wrong person altogether.
No... I'm going to tell you that your feathers are on fire.
So, remember when I said that Sir Simpleton was not wearing a suit of armor, but in fact chicken feathers? Well, the problem with doing that is that when you're going to face a fire-breathing dragon, feathers are flammable, which means they can light up and go on fire really quickly, especially if you have a fire-breathing dragon breathing fire at you. And that is exactly what is happening to Sir Simpleton, who is screaming the entire page.
Lesson 5. Be very, very nice to the king. Laugh at all his jokes and tell him how funny he is.
That's not the king. That's the court jester. Ooh, yep. So in the picture we can see that Sir Simpleton is bowing down and laughing politely at the jester's jokes. And the jester is standing there in his bright purple and pink and turquoise motley, looking very, very confused.
Shh, don't upset him or you'll never become a knight. Lesson 6. Make friends with other knights. If they like you, they will tell the king to make you a knight.
Sir Simpleton.
I already know what you're going to say, Sam.
You do?
Yes, you are going to thank me for being the world's greatest expert on so many things. You, and you are welcome.
Whatever you say, Sir Simpleton. Sam is very confused because instead of making friends with knights, this Sir Simpleton is hanging out with a bunch of chickens. Like a bunch of chickens. At least that explains his costume.
Lesson 7. Seek help from wizards. They are powerful and can perform magic.
Sir Simpleton.
What now?
I've never heard a wizard go...
He's a wizard or I'm a complete... fool,
says Sir Simpleton, because who says nay? Who says that?
A goat.
And sure enough, we can see Sir Simpleton having a conversation with a goat, but there is a real wizard here as well.
Lesson 8. When you enter the castle, hold your head high. You want to look very, very important. Today is the day, Sam. You're almost ready.
Sir Simpleton, look out! Smash! He tried to walk up to the castle without the drawbridge being down, which means that you go right into the moat, right? the water that's around the castle. Oh, my goodness.
Lesson 9. Always make sure the drawbridge is down.
He says from deep in the water.
Lesson 10. When the king makes you a knight, kneel and bow your head.
He says as he kneels in front of the king. But you see, he's dressed up like a chicken. With an umbrella for a sword. And just everything is wrong with what Sir Simpleton is doing.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. Could you knight him one more time? I was distracted by all the noise.
He says, because when he knelt, he splashed all the other knights who were standing behind him with some water from his hat. This knight is the silliest knight.
Congratulations, Sam. My expert advice worked. Of course, you will probably never be as successful as I am, but don't give up. Keep trying, and with practice, you will succeed.
And he did get knighted. Sir Sam, it says.
Exactly, Sir Simpleton,
says Sir Sam, as he is now a knight and riding away on his horse. I don't know how he got knighted, but he did. Maybe because he didn't quite follow the instructions that Sir Simpleton gave him, but he did some of it, right? Or mainly this is one of those situations where you do as I say, but not as I do. Does that make sense? Like, if he had done the things that Sir Simpleton did, he wouldn't have gotten to be a knight. But if he did the things that Sir Simpleton said to do, then all would be well. Does that make sense?
Like, instead of putting, like, doing what Sir Simpleton said, would be putting on a chicken costume with him.
Right. If he had done what Sir Simpleton was doing, then he would have put on the chicken suit. But what he said to do was to get a suit of armor, which he actually did do.
And that is?
The
end.
The end.
Steve, out.
Mommy, out.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.